If you recall, we had assigned Drover a routine patrol job in the eastern quadrant of ranch headquarters. We found him asleep on his gunny sack in our gas tank throne room. We extended our paw toward the offender.
Monkey, seize him!
Monkey chattered with sheer delight, jumped into the middle of the sleeping goldbreaker, and pinned him to his bed. Drover received a rude awakening, and when he saw what was sitting astraddle of him, his eyes became large white plates with little black dots in the centers.
Hank! Oh my gosh! Mayday! Mayday! Help! Murder!
We floated into the throne room and seated ourselves upon the royal gunny sack throne.
Hank, who is this guy? Get him off me!
Silence! You disturb our tranquility.
What's going on? Who? Oh my gosh, Hank! I've got a monkey on me!
We smiled and fingered the large emerald ring upon our paw.
Drova, you have disobeyed us, and as a result, you have been seized by our captain of the guard.
Who? Hank, where'd you get... Oh, I bet you opened the box, didn't you? And there was a monkey inside. Oh, good. There for a minute, I thought I was having a bad dream. Can you get him off of me?
We could, Drova, but we won't.
We? Who's we?
We. We, the great grand potentate of the ranch.
Drover gave me a silly grin.
What are you talking about? You must be... I hope you're... I think I missed something.
Yes, indeed. While you slept, Drover, many things happened. We have been crowned great grand potentate of the ranch, and our monkey has been named captain of the guard and second in command.
Second in? What about me?
You are now third in command, or last in command, as it were.
You mean?
Exactly. In the future, you will take orders from Captain Monkey. You will also accept his punishment for sleeping on the job.
But Hank, this leg of mine...
Monkey, pull his whiskers and tweak his nose.
Monkey did as he was told. I could see that he enjoyed his work.
Oh, ouch! Quit that! Hank, get him off of me! He's pulling my whiskers!
Exactly. And now you will thank him for improving you.
Thank him for... Hank, are you feeling all right? He just pulled my whiskers and...
We leaped up from our throne.
You will thank Captain Monkey for improving you, or we will order him to improve you some more.
Well, you better do that, 'cause I'm not going to thank any monkey for pulling my whiskers.
Our lip curled, and we glared down at the little mutt.
Insolent wretch. Very well. As you have spoken it, so shall it be.
We floated over to Captain Monkey and whispered something in his ear. What I whispered in his ear was top secret procedure for subduing and gaining control of a dog, any dog, regardless of how big or mean or stubborn he might be. I had never revealed this secret to anyone, not even to Drover, and for very good reason. Such a secret, once revealed, can become a double-edged blade in the razor of life. Not only can it shave closer and faster, but it can... Let's back up and start over. Such a secret, once revealed, can be used by small minds against the revealer. If the revealer happens to be a dog, don't you see? I wouldn't have taught the trick to just anyone, but By this time, I had established that the monkey was my loyal and obedient subject. Also, not shrewd enough to use it against me. Do I dare reveal the secret here? No, better not risk it. Or I'll tell you what. We'll make a deal. I'll reveal the secret if you'll raise your right hand and swear never to tell anyone else or use it against a dog. Okay. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, your name, do solemnly swear never to repeat this top secret procedure to anyone or to use it against an innocent dog. Now we're set. Are you ready to hear the secret? Here it is. If you want to shut down and humble a dog, grab his tongue and hold on. As long as you have that tongue, he can't talk back, bite, bark, or do anything. There it is, the secret I whispered in my monkey's ear. Don't forget that you've sworn an oath never to repeat it. Now, back to the story. When we had revealed this utmost dark secret to the monkey, he grinned from ear to ear, and once again, we saw that wicked gleam shining in his eyes. We returned to our throne and seated ourselves. Now, Drova, you will thank Captain Monkey for aiding you in your quest for self-improvement.
Well, I really don't think I want to...
Drova, we're afraid we missed the last part of your statement. Could you say it again, a little louder this time? Mercy. It seems Captain Monkey has seized you by the tongue and rendered you helpless. Could this be a message of sorts, So it seems. When your little rebellion has passed and you're ready to follow orders, give us a sign and we will issue a command for Captain Monkey to release your tongue.
Several minutes passed while Drover lummed and wummed and mummed in protest. But his protest didn't do a lick of good, so to speak, because my monkey kept a good grip on his tongue. At last, Drover crossed his eyes, which I figured was the sign that he was ready to give up.
Monkey, release the scoundrel's tongue.
That was odd. The monkey shook his head and scowled, almost as though he didn't understand the order, or didn't want to understand the order. We pushed ourselves up from the royal gunny sack throne and marched over to him.
Your master has spoken. Release the tongue. Chop, chop, bula, bula, right now.
This time he did as he was told, but with a certain air of resentment that I didn't. I salted this clue away for future reference. Unless I was badly mistaken, my loyal monkey was showing signs of having thoughts of his own. There are several things you look for in a good monkey, and thoughts of his own ain't one of them. We would deal with Monkey later, but at the moment, our most pressing problem was curbing Drover's little outburst of rebellion.
Are you ready now to repent, oh lowly one?
I guess, but I didn't like...
What you like or dislike is of no concern to us. Thank Captain Monkey.
Drover scowled and pressed his lips together in a pout.
Thank you, Captain Monkey, for your help in making me a better dog.
Excellent.
Let him up, Monkey. We have guided him through the dark night of rebellion and around the sharp rocks of... I said, let him up, Monkey.
That same grudging look. I didn't like it. Obviously, I needed to do some work on this monkey, and I made a mental note to attend to it first thing after my nap. Drover scrambled to his feet and began backing away from us.
I said it, Hank, but I don't like it, and I don't like your monkey either. And I'm sorry you let him out of the box, and I think you're going to be sorry, too.
Captain Monkey snarled and made a move towards little Mr. Talkback when he had to keep his trap shut. We had to step between them to keep Captain Monkey from teaching him another painful lesson.
You may leave, Drover. Go contemplate your naughty behavior. Next time, we won't let you off so easy. Off with you. Be gone.
All right, I'll go, but I still don't like that monkey.
I made a move towards him, and he made a lightning dash for the machine shed.
I yawned, feeling tired all at once from the strains of governing my unruly kingdom, and returned to my...
The monkey was sitting on my throne and grinning.
Get off my throne, you flea-bitten circus clown, and don't go near it again. For that, we command you
to slap yourself 3 times and stand in the corner until we have taken our royal nap.
That was more like it. He slapped himself 3 times on the face and placed his nose in the corner of the northeast angle iron leg of the gas tanks. We fluffed up our gunny sack, walked around in a tight circle, and flopped down. Oh, wonderful gunny sack. Oh, delicious sleep! I stretched out, wiggled around until I found a comfortable spot, and had all 4 paws sticking up in the air, closed my eyes, and began drifting off. Ah, sweet Beulah, of the flaxen hair and soft brown eyes. Collie girl of my dreams, love of my life, giver of all good things, source of inspiration and happiness. I glimpsed her in the distance, in the foggy distance. I could see the longing in her eyes. I called her name, and she called mine. We ran towards each other, our hearts aflame, but the fog rolled between us.
Beulah!
Hank!
Oh, Beulah!
Oh, Hank!
Oh, Beulah! Oh!
Oh, Hank! Oh!
Just then, I heard music. A song, in fact. It went like this.
Mm-hmm.